Important information tonight for pet owners after the FDA says at least 28 dogs may have died because of the pet food they ate.
And we have been following this story on News Nation throughout the week. The FDA has since recalled certain sports mix pet food products because, as Joe said, they may contain high levels of a toxin that can poison dogs and also cats. Joining us now with some advice for pet owners is Dr. Douglas Kratt, president of the Veterinary Medical Association. He also is a practicing veterinarian in Wisconsin. Dr. Kratt, appreciate your time tonight. First of all, if someone thinks that their pet may have consumed one of these sports mix products, what should they be doing right now?
If they have a concern about that they may have come in contact with any product that they think may be causing issues with their pet, two pieces of advice for them. Number one, pick up the phone and contact your veterinarian. Number two, AVMA.org/recalls has a very comprehensive list of current pet food manufacturer recalls.
Doctor, what are the symptoms that people should be looking out for if their pet was exposed to this toxin?
So they can be very minor. They may even not be showing signs, but they could be upset stomach, could have loose stool. In extreme cases, what we might be seeing is an appetence. We can also see something called jaundice or icterus, where the white part of the eyes might be turning a little bit more of a yellow tint, or even the skin or the mouth could be turning a yellow tint. So looking for jaundice.
I was reading a little bit about this toxin, and apparently it can build up in a pet system over time. Tell us a little bit about it and why it is potentially so dangerous.
So aflatoxin is a toxin that comes from a fungus that can be on grains, and it does have a tendency, the liver has a difficult time trying to process those toxins out of the system, and so they can build up over time, and that's what will lead to bigger issues.
Can people get sick if they're exposed to it?
No, there's been no exposures, or there's been no known exposures of people getting sick with respects to this recall going on. Obviously, we want to, for our own health, we want to eat clean and safe foods.
Well, and I noticed that there were some specific guidelines as to how to clean a pet's bowl if this food had been in it. What should people be doing if they want to continue to use whatever sort of container they had the food in to begin with?
Good hygiene. So I would take it out, dispose of the food so it doesn't get into the wildlife or kids can't get into it. So we contain that aspect of it. And if you still have the bag, I would keep the bag. And then use a good dish detergent, scrub this out. If it's a small enough container, maybe even put it through the dishwasher by itself. That will go a long ways to help decontaminate.
You said keep the bag, you should not throw the bag away?
Just because usually the bags, if people still have the bags, it will have their lot numbers and things on it, so they can trace back with that.
Okay. Are you concerned that this recall would grow potentially, that this toxin could have made its way into other products, either in the manufacturing process or on the shelves?
I want to put it in context. There was only less than a couple dozen recalls in all of 2020. So it is fairly low incidence that this type of thing happens. I always get concerned because I want to make sure that the foods that we're feeding our pets are safe. And so could we see an expansion of it? I think that the FDA is on top of this, and I think that they're doing their tracebacks where they're supposed to. But again, looking at avma.org/recalls will give the most up-to-date information for you.
And finally, Dr. Kratt, according to the FDA, there were 42 pet food recalls in 2020. What are some of the ingredients that you recommend we as pet owners be looking for or avoid when we're buying pet food for our dogs and cats?
I recommend a complete and balanced diet. And so all pets have a slightly unique need for their digestive system. Some pets benefit from being on a fish-based protein. Some pets will benefit from being on chicken or beef. It all depends on what's out there. And as far as the other ingredients, discussing that nutritional need with your veterinarian to make sure there are no other health issues would be the best place to start.
All right, all good advice. We want to do the best for our pets. Dr. Douglas Kratt, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, thanks for your time on this New Year's Day.
Thank you for having me, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And for more information about this recall, including the code on the recalled pet food, you can go to NewsNationNow.com and search pet, or you can download our free News Nation Now app.